Duff last night, late yesterday afternoon, we had the important scratching of Homer the Brave out of the Kingsford Smith Cup, and Godolphin's trainer James Cummings is online. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. You always want to run your horses in these big races. Just timing not right on a couple of these?
Oh, well, no, we had a couple of hiccups.
And yeah.
We waited so long for the Kingsford Smith Cup for Homer the Brave. It was his perfect race. Wait for age at 1,300. I suppose he didn't get his preferred cut out of the ground that you might have expected in a winter carnival on a big day. But no, he was going really well. He just had an elevated temperature and it was a hiccup we didn't need going into a Group 1. But thankfully, you couldn't rule him out of the rest of the carnival because he's bright as a button now.
Yeah, so he'll keep. You've got two other very good chances in the race, James, though. Look, everything looks rosy with Trekking. He's in form, he's got a good draw, and he seems a happy horse at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I was a little tempted to go straight from Scone to the Stradbroke. But he's done well. He's drawn perfectly for what he would like to see unfold for his racing pattern. And he gets a good track. 1,300 again. It all reads beautifully for Trekking, and you can't fault his preparation. 2 out of 3, and 2 out of 2 on good tracks. I keep coming back to his excellent record on good tracks since we've gelded him. The end of his 3-year-old spring carnival, he's just been relentlessly winning for us, and his stablemate Encryption. Well, he's on his farewell tour up here in Queensland. And he's got beautiful. He looks beautiful. He's got the great form behind some of the best horses all throughout the autumn. This could be his type of race. Looking like he's going to enjoy a beautiful run in the race.
Yeah, I've got a liking for him at odds today. Anyway, they both look very well placed. Let's stay in Brisbane. Savatiano, she's busting to win another race and may have found the right one here.
I think so. Worried me a little bit to see Callista in the noms and then she's accepted. So that impressive winner on the 7-day backup has to be respected. And look, she hasn't won for a little while. But I tell you what, she's going really well. Looks a picture. Had the race shot to pieces and it took the imported horse to out-muscle her at Scone. There's no Royal Ascot winners though here. And I think she can get back in there if she's just tougher than some of these other horses, especially at 1,300 metres.
You like to think things out, and I can see you thinking with Duke of Valentinois. He won this last year. There's a pattern with him third up to run well, so no stone left unturned here.
Yeah, I think you found him on suspicion there, Ron.
Yeah.
His run was good in the Scone Cup, and he's going really well. So I think if he can navigate a clever ride on that horse, then James can get him into the clear, and he'll run a big race at Waif for Age. Very well suited today.
How is Pahutakawa in race 9 freshened?
Well, she's a relaxed, laid back sort of horse that won't catch the eye at barrier trials, and that's not the way to read that horse and get a line on how well she's going. The things we look for, we're pleased with, and I think this is really her sort of race. Watch the tape of her win at Flemington over 7 furlongs. Watch the tape of her luckless run in their Group 1 Surround Stakes against Group 1 fillies. Do you make a strong case for her being the horse to beat in this race? She just needs to overcome the unusual preparation for a race like this, and be somewhere near her best form, and she's going to be highly competitive. But I'm delighted with the filly, and I think she can run well and give us a guide as to how much left she's got to offer for the remainder of the winter carnival.
Right, Sydney Gong's Gododdin, much between those two fillies in race 6.
Look, I think that Gododdin's a lot. Gododdin's got more wins, more comfortable wins in her on the way up at the ratings, whereas Gong's has been there about. We rewarded her putting her out off the back of a couple of good runs and a win last campaign, but she just found it a bit harder I think at the moment she warms into her campaigns well, so look for that a little later on. But good on her if she can get across and be as comfortable as she can be, and then she'll be running well in that race for sure.
Organza, a lovely second up form, just probably obviously needs a few breaks in the run.
Yeah, and it's come up a really strong race. To think that you're up against the Scone Cup winner here and a couple of strong black type performers is a bit of a worry for her when I was expecting to find a more run of the mill open handicap in Sydney. I'm convinced this prize money lately is really boosting the fields and it's keeping good horses in training for longer at this time of the year, which has got to be a good thing, but it makes it hard for a horse like Organza that would normally come to a race like this off the back of the first up run and be just a standout horse, and she's probably third or fourth pick on form. So expect her to improve second up, because that's what she's shown us, and you had to be impressed by the way she has just conducted herself well and looks promising enough with a foray into black type racing, races like the Belle of the Turf, the end of last campaign, and the Group 3 Dark Jewel at Scone, so against good mares, so I think she can drop back to the handicap and still run well despite the strength of the race.
Yeah. Race 8, Deprive, not ideal, late scratching last week, but you've found another race for him quickly.
Yeah, not ideal, but luckily off his benchmark, he still just sneaks in nicely at the handicap, 53 kilos there. A great respect to Cradle Mountain. He's going to be a difficult horse to topple on returning today. And there's another horse in that race. If it's still in there from the barrier, I thought so. He trialled out.
No, it's been scratched, James. Been scratched.
Okay. He's come out.
Well, a great respect for Cradle Mountain. Not ideal going to the races and being withdrawn last time. Last promising sprinter that happened. However, the last time that happened to a promising sprinter of Godolphin's, that horse was Osborne Bulls. The same day that Ali Day won the Light Fingers, we had to wait till 6:20 at night for Osborne Bulls to be a late scratching, and Brendan Abdullah was furious that he was drawn. I remember he threw his white gloves up in the air and was despondent.
But not as furious as is the Derby thing being scratched in Japan.
Yeah,
over.
No, exactly.
Yeah. We've sort of prepared them similarly and not overcomplicated it. We've just brought him back to the races. He's been to Randwick before, and look, it's 1100. He's probably, if anything, going to suit him a little better. And I was just pleasantly surprised to see that he was in the handicap well despite his rating. I can see him running a big race. If he's to be defeated, then there's no problem there, because he was comfortably held first up over 1,000 metres at Warwick Farm last preparation, and that didn't prevent him from then going on to win two out of his next two at Randwick. So I think the horse has got the horse has got upside. He's got a lot of promise, and if he's just a little more toned down than what we saw last week, then he should be comfortably away.
The last is not a strong race, obviously. 1,000 metre benchmark 78. Revenir doesn't look. He should be competitive in a race like this. And what do you make of Tanico's trials? I'm finding them hard to read.
Well, Tanico's second trial, I had in the back of my mind to nearly run her on the 5-day turnaround at Scone. I elected not to do it, and I didn't think she trialled well.
No.
And I don't think her training has been well, none of us have been that enamoured with her training since. But she is a sharp horse. She gets the competitive juices flowing on race day, and that's what we've come to expect with Tanico. So you have to take her on trust. The other horse, Revenir, in that race, I would encourage you to include him in your multiples.
Mm-hmm. So leaning that way, just a slight leaning to Revenir.
If you were just going off track gallops, you would be mad to think the mare could beat him home.
Okay, beauty. Okay. Is there a winner at Flemington?
Well, we have a shooting to win colt in the first race up against Zebra Kate, who you've seen come to Sydney and race Kiyomichi and raced her a couple of times and raced Exhilarates in the Magic Millions, of course. He trialled very well, and if I could try to read the mind of David Hayes and what he's thinking, he has that horse pretty wound up with the blinkers on and the barrier trials at Flemington and the lead up. Nevertheless, our colt has jumped out and showed sharpness. He's got a good brain, and if he can be strong at the end of six furlongs and on debut, then I think he's capable of making an impression. He's a good looking colt, and we hope he's got more to offer. He's from the same family as Pinwheel. You remember, won nearly 13 or 14 races for Dali years ago.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, without taking you through all of them, Haunted's another horse there in a listed race that has not only done well, but he's got excellent form. He was beaten as favourite at Morphettville. We took him to Morphettville for a hit and run mission about 3 weeks ago, and I was disappointed on that day, but the winner, who sat three wide and had the harder run, came out and won the Goodwood last week.
So that's race seven, Haunted. Race seven, number five, and the one in the first is Archery Butts, race one, number two. Mate, we've got to keep moving here. We'll see you here at the track later on.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, James. James Cummings from Godolphin.